shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
As we come on the air, we begin with breaking news in Selma. A family of nine is without a home after theirs went up in flames. How this fire is now raising concerns for how you dispose of fireworks.
And it's going to be hot again for today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Coming up, I'll explain why we have a level one severe risk in place today.
Plus, new ways to better protect students and teachers in Wake County. We're walking you through the protocols that will take effect today.
And it's the day of the return as millions head home following 4th of July trips. We'll tell you the best and worst times for you to hit the road in order to avoid traffic. We hope you had a wonderful 4th of July holiday. Speaking of returns, look who's back with me here. Jeff, hope you enjoyed your time off.
I did. A couple of relaxing days off here over the long holiday weekend. For a lot of folks, it was hot for much of this time. There is no question. And Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with that look at our severe risk once again today.
Yeah, we have a level one severe risk in place for the entire viewing area. We have the stationary boundary that's going to be out today across our state and allowing those showers and thunderstorms to develop for this afternoon. We'll see some of those pop around 2 o'clock. It's going to grow in coverage as we head into the 4 o'clock hour. Traveling home as you guys are traveling back to your destination, those showers and thunderstorms will develop across our region for this afternoon. So it is expected to be soggy, especially for the evening commute as some of you guys head back to work. Likely to see lingering showers around as we head into tonight and gradual clearing possible a little bit after midnight. It's also going to be very warm. We are seeing warm conditions out there in Clinton right now. Very much quiet as well. Check out the temperature in Clinton, 72 degrees and it's 4:30, 75 in Raleigh and Durham. And by this afternoon, temperatures will top in the 90s again. 91 by 3 o'clock, feeling like the triple digits once again. Coming up, I'm going to explain why we have rain chances in place for the entire week.
Thanks, PETA. We're also following breaking news out of Selma, where fire officials say firework residue is what led to a home catching on fire, leaving a family of nine without a place to sleep. The WRAL breaking news tracker was at the scene on Myrtle Road this morning. The fire chief says the family put fireworks in the trash outside. It caught on fire and spread to the home. Thankfully, no one was hurt. The Red Cross is there assisting.
New security measures roll out today at Wake County Public Schools. They include changes that will impact the way you, family, and friends visit students. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to walk us through these new protocols aimed at keeping students, teachers, and staff safe. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. This new visitor management system that launches today will check for three things: recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. So visitors will go to the school at the front desk, scan their ID on an iPad, type in some of their personal information, and then get a background check within minutes. Now, year-round district employees have already been trained on this last week ahead of some students starting school July 11th. If a visitor gets flagged when they check in, it will alert a school resource officers, security personnel, and administrators. This new system is launching as a part of the district's response to a 2019 security audit of their schools.
There's a lot of visitor management systems that are out there, and what we're trying to accomplish here is consistency across the district so that when somebody signs in, they're signing into the same system.
Well, what happens if there's an issue with the iPads? It's something that people can be concerned about. The school district says that they've already trained their employees on how to check people in manually on their computers behind the front desk, and they're hoping to work through any kinks in the system before the first day of school, August 28th. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
Happening today, millions of people are returning home after traveling for the 4th of July holiday. We have a live look for you outside RDU International Airport, where officials there have estimated a record-breaking number of passengers over the past few days. For those of you traveling by car, you may notice some extra traffic out there on the roads today. AAA says more than 40 million people drove to their destinations this year, an increase of more than 2% from last year. Now, to avoid heavy traffic, you will want to hit the road before 2 p.m. today. According to AAA, the worst time for drivers will be between 3 and 6 p.m.
Tell you what, I enjoyed the lack of traffic the past few days around here. Mm-hmm. Wake County will open its cooling stations again today for people to escape the heat and humidity. Folks can stop by the county's public library locations during normal hours. Several other locations will also act as cooling shelters. They include Wake County Health and Human Services and the Eastern, Northern, and Southern Regional Centers. Doors open at 8:30 this morning and close at 5:15 p.m.
The gunman who killed 23 people at an El Paso Walmart in 2019 will face his victims' families today. A federal sentencing hearing for Patrick Crucius starts today. He pled guilty earlier this year to state and federal charges in the shooting that killed 23 people. About half of the charges against him are federal hate crimes. Prosecutors say they're seeking to have him serve dozens of consecutive life sentences. He could still get the death penalty if convicted on state charges.
Meanwhile, an arraignment is set today for the suspect accused of shooting and killing five people in Philadelphia. Authorities have not publicly identified the 40-year-old. A district attorney says today's arraignment will be for murder charges. The person is also expected to face aggravated assault, weapons charges, and more. Two boys, ages 2 and 13, were also hurt in the shooting on Monday. Authorities say the shooter had an AR-style rifle, bulletproof vest, and rounds of ammunition.
A boil water advisory has been extended for thousands in Johnston County. The town of Selma says water is still unsafe to drink without boiling it first. Officials issued an additional 24-hour advisory Tuesday evening around 6. This is due to the water main break crews repaired Monday at River Road near Thompson Drive. The advisory affects almost 3,000 customers.
New details in the deadly dog attack in Johnston County. WRL has learned one of the two dogs that killed a man at a home in Clayton also attacked another person at the home earlier that day. Investigators say the dog bit a veterinary worker who was checking on them Monday at the home on Edelstone Court. 67-year-old Anthony Bastardi later came to the home. Both dogs attacked him, killing him. WRL spoke with an expert who says anyone considering owning a larger breed of dog must consider the risks.
Being realistic, becoming informed, probably reaching out to professionals before you make decisions is a great way to avoid these issues.
Bastardi was checking on his daughter's dogs. We've reached out to the Bastardi's family. They're asking for privacy at this time.
We're working to learn what caused a large fire at a home in Knightdale. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Last night, you see extensive damage to the roof of the house on Whispering Creek Court. We're told three people were home at the time. No one was hurt.
More affordable housing opportunities may be coming to Raleigh. City Council will vote today on leasing 10 city-owned lots to Southeast Raleigh Promise Housing. The plan is to build 27 affordable rental development units for low to moderate income households. Those properties are on East Lee Street, South Person Street, Gregg Street, Spalding Street, and East Edenton Street. The city would use $3.3 million from the 2020 affordable housing bond for the project.
We're at 4:38 right now. While the president was away, it seems someone dropped their cocaine at the White House. The investigation into who left the mysterious substance and how it got there.
And a 10-foot alligator attacked and killed a woman in South Carolina. The scary moments when first responders tried to get to her.
We'll take a live look right now downtown Raleigh this morning. It's a bit cooler out there. You might not notice it. It's still hot. Peter Sherwood will show us chances for showers and thunderstorms expected today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. We're taking a live look at Fayetteville for this morning, looking at the Fayetteville WRAL newsroom. As you can see there, all is quiet out there. Yesterday, we did see some of those storms move through this area in the afternoon, and we have additional chances of seeing showers and thunderstorms today. In Fayetteville, it's 74 degrees right now, 72 in Sanford, and 73 degrees out there in Rocky Mount. What a warm start to the morning, and come this afternoon, you know, it's not going to be as hot as yesterday, but let's be honest, it's still going to be hot. We are going to get those temperatures to climb to 88 by 12 o'clock, 91 for the afternoon high, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible for the evening commute. We'll time that out coming up.
Cocaine at the White House. Yeah, you heard that right. An investigation is underway this morning as authorities work to figure out how it got there. President Joe Biden is back at the White House today after being at Camp David for several days. Secret Service agents found a powdery substance on Sunday while he was gone. It prompted a brief evacuation. Law enforcement officials say preliminary tests showed the substance was cocaine.
We now know the name of the person who was found dead in the woods on Picket Fence Lane in Raleigh. Police say he's 28-year-old Dexter Ingram. Investigators believe his death is connected to a shots fired call from the same location over the weekend. At the time, there were no injury reports. Officers found Ingram 2 days later. Police have not shared any information about a possible suspect.
A woman in South Carolina is dead after a 10-foot alligator attacked and killed her. It happened on Hilton Head Island near a lagoon bordering a golf course. 69-year-old woman was found unresponsive Tuesday. First responders tried to get to the woman, but her body was being guarded by the alligator. The Department of Natural Resources says the alligator was eventually removed and euthanized. This is the second deadly alligator attack in the same county in less than a year.
Good morning, Ken Smith here in the WRA Live Center. The sweltering heat that much of the country is under, a major problem for firefighters battling this massive blaze in Washington state. More than 200 homes have had to be evacuated. Officials say many of those homes are being threatened in Macon County. This is west of the Seattle-Tacoma, Washington area. The fire is estimated right now at 250 acres and growing. A lot of people being notified to get out of the area right now. No word yet on what caused this fire, but firefighters will be back at it again today.
A new blood test is helping to predict preeclampsia in pregnant women. It was just approved by the FDA. Preeclampsia causes high blood pressure, which can escalate to eclampsia, and that can cause seizures and even lead to death. The blood test will determine if a woman will develop a serious form of the disease. It has been available in Europe for years and can tell with up to 96% accuracy who won't develop preeclampsia.
Artificial intelligence is being linked to job layoffs in the industry that created it, tech. A small but growing number of tech firms have cited AI as a reason for laying off workers and rethinking new hires in recent months. The AI-driven layoffs come as broader cuts are also affecting the industry. Many tech companies are readjusting to an uncertain economic environment. More than 200,000 tech workers nationwide have been laid off so far in 2023.
Pet owners in Orange County will no longer have to pay licensing fees to the county. Commissioners discontinued the program effective this month. The fees were put in place to help pay for managing pet overpopulation. The county says there are other ways to deal with this now, and the fees are no longer necessary.
The Barbie movie hits a bump in the road. Vietnam banned commercial screenings of the upcoming film. The issue is that there's a map with a version of China's nine-dashed line. It represents China's territorial claims in the long-contested China Seas. Vietnam and other countries have disputed those claims.
Powerball jackpot is climbing. Tonight's top prize is $546 million. It's the second time this year the prize has risen to more than $500 million. No one has won the game's top prize since April. You can watch tonight's drawing on WRAL just before our 11 o'clock news. 4:46, the time right now on our Wednesday. It's kind of a back-to-work Wednesday for folks who had a couple days off for the 4th of July holiday. Peter Sherwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what we can expect.
Back to work and back to the heat and humidity for this afternoon. We also have the potential of seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms develop today, and it's all because of this front that is just having a really hard time moving out of our region. It is going to promote some scattered showers and thunderstorms once again for today, and that rain that we see for today will make it not feel as hot as it was yesterday. Damaging wind speeds cannot be ruled out with some of those thunderstorms that will likely develop. And here we have a level one severe risk in place for our entire viewing area. And here's the deal. While everyone will not see the rain today, if you get caught under one of those thunderstorms, that's what we're saying. It does have the potential of being severe, and that could produce some pockets of heavy rainfall that could onset flooding. So we're going to watch those storms very closely develop as we head into the afternoon, likely to see them pop around 2 o'clock with the stationary boundary around. We have better coverage in showers and thunderstorms as we head into 5 and 6 o'clock, and that will continue for this evening. Notice here by 9 o'clock, those storm chances are going to die down. Lingering showers possible around midnight, and tomorrow morning there's a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on the southeastern side of this boundary. We are going to see an area of low pressure develop across the state, and that is going to allow us to see another round of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Thursday. So we have rain chances in place. This is a summer-like pattern that I'm talking about, but today we have a better chance of seeing those showers and thunderstorms, a 40% chance on Thursday, getting down to a 30% chance as we head into the weekend. This is not saying that it's going to rain all day long. It's just a 30% chance for those afternoon storms to develop. Looking live at Clinton this morning, very warm already, very muggy. If you're thinking about heading outside at any point today, the better half of the day will be in the mornings. We are going to see temperatures in the 70s climb into the 80s around lunchtime. 91 will be the high temperature for today. And you factor in the humidity, we're still feeling like the triple digits. We have several more days with highs in the 90s. We are not going to see a relief as we head into the next 7 days. Coming up, I'm going to show you how it will feel as we head into the weekend.
Peter, thanks. A fireworks show finale so explosive, a lot of folks were concerned about this.
After a lot of viewers asked us about it, we have your answers to what really happened during Apex's fireball finale. Welcome back. It is 4:52. Good morning, Lewisburg. We're waiting for the sun to come up, but very warm and muggy out there. Not going to be as hot today, but we're still going to be in the 90s.
If you plan on biking this summer or really anytime, be sure you have the right equipment.
So before you hit the streets or trails, you'll need a good helmet. 5 Underside's Keely Arthur shares Consumer Reports best options for your family.
Whether you enjoy using it to commute to and from work, you're a student, or you just prefer two wheels over four, when it comes to biking, safety should be the top priority. 5 on Your Side partners with Consumer Reports all year long to tell you about the best and safest products. But when Consumer Reports employee Summer Payne isn't working, you can find her biking with the group Black Girls Do Bike.
The idea is to connect women who have a common interest in cycling and also to increase representation for Black women in the sport.
Before Summer and her fellow cyclists push the pedals with their feet, they protect their heads.
It's first and foremost. Safety first, right?
Consumer Reports experts test helmets in a special lab, measuring how well they'll absorb impact at about 14 miles per hour. It simulates how a biker might fall in an accident. And to make sure the helmet stays on your head in a crash, they also test the strength of the chin straps, attachment points, and buckles by dropping an almost 9-pound weight 2 feet so that it yanks on the straps. But of course, human nature suggests many of us won't wear a helmet if it's not comfortable and easy to use. So CR looks for that too.
We also evaluate helmets for ventilation, ease of use, fin adjustments, and other key features.
In the latest round of testing, Consumer Reports says the best bike helmet for adults is this Bontrager Starvos Wave Cell, which got perfect scores for impact absorption, fit adjustment, and ease of use. Now that you've got the protection you need for your head, it's time to protect your bike from thieves with a good bike lock.
In our tests, we found that U-locks offer the best security against thieves.
The Kryptonite New York Forget About It Mini U-Lock perform the best, acing tests against bolt cutters, hacksaws, and brute force. And if you're going to travel, you're going to need a good bike rack. Consumer Reports recommends the Kuat NV2. It's a little pricey, but it's well-built and easy to load. Keely Arthur, 5 on Your Side.
Helmets don't last forever, so remember to replace your helmet every 5 years or right away if it's damaged.
We have some answers for you this morning about an ending to a fireworks show in Apex. It's being called the Fireball Finale. This is why it happened Monday night. And apparently this is a newer trend according to the crew who put on the show. It caught a number of people off guard, especially those watching closely from their homes.
And obviously, the first concern is, is everything okay? But yeah, it was shocking for sure.
It was huge, and me and my friends were sitting in the backyard. We were like, "What was that? Did the firework backfire? Make it this huge explosion?" It was crazy. Everybody was freaking out.
After the show, the town of Apex said on social media the fireball finale was planned and it was safe. The CEO of Pyrostar Entertainment, the company behind the display, says they have all sorts of safety protocols in place for something like this.
And now you know. Adele wants music fans to stop throwing things at performers on stage. She addressed the trend at a recent show. Adele asked the audience if they are forgetting about show etiquette. Several artists have been hit by items thrown by fans in recent weeks. That includes Bebe Rexha, who was hit in the face by a cell phone during a show.
Coming up next at 5, new ways to better protect students and faculty take effect today. What parents need to know before trying to visit their child on campus.
Plus, what a dog did the day before it attacked and killed a man in Johnston County.
And how brushing your teeth more than once a day could, in fact, save your life.